Britain had to agree on Thursday to at least postpone its proposal to build refugee protection zones outside of the European Union to stem the flow of asylum seekers. The plan received mixed reactions from EU leaders meeting in Greece. The retreat comes as the British government is facing increased public demands to reduce the record numbers of asylum seekers arriving in Britain. But as the government continues to tighten its asylum and immigration laws, refugee advocates fear the new rules shut the door on many people who legitimately deserve protection. Last year, Britain received 110,000 applications for asylum, the highest number in a steady rise since the mid-1990s. But in the first quarter of this year, the number of applications dropped significantly, by one-third compared to the previous quarter. Prime Minister Tony Blair applauded the decline as the direct result of a tough new law passed in November called the Nationality, Immigration and Asylum Act. Its supporters say the act closes many of the loopholes that economic migrants were using to abuse Britain's public benefit system. The Member of Parliament from the coastal city of Dover, Gwyn Prosser, says his constituents had become increasingly concerned by the sheer numbers of new arrivals entering through the nearby Channel Tunnel that connects England to France.
We've always had a very good reputation for being tolerant and receiving asylum seekers and giving the genuine asylum seeker support. But we can only keep the support of local people and the credence of the system proper if we can assure our own residents that our own system is not being abused, not being bypassed, and not being circumvented by people who are really just trying to come in under immigration laws.
The British Home Office, which directs asylum and immigration policy, says tighter security at the Channel Tunnel contributed to the recent drop in asylum applications. This week, the British government made additional changes. It deployed high-tech freight searching equipment, such as heartbeat detectors, to combat immigrant smuggling. And it increased to 24 the number of countries where it believes living conditions are too good for people to claim asylum abroad. But what the government calls progress, refugee advocates call worrisome. Among them is Stephen Rylance of the organization Refugee Action.
Our concern is that we're getting caught up in a numbers game, which is driven chiefly by politics. And it's really about an obsession with statistics where we are losing the human dimension, the fact that at the end of the day, asylum seekers are people, and many of them are people who very genuinely need protection.
Mr. Rylance says the most destructive change to British policy is a clause in the new Asylum Act that allows the government to deny housing, food, and health benefits to those who don't apply for asylum immediately upon entering Britain.
If you're being smuggled into the country in the back of a lorry, it's very difficult for you to present yourself to the immigration officers the moment you arrive. But what's worried us is we've seen people who have done their best once they're in the country to apply within 24 hours, but have been left destitute.
The representative in Britain for the International Federation of Iraqi Refugees, Dashti Jamal, says the government's new timing rules can create serious problems for the asylum seekers.
Now the life is very hard in the UK for the new arrival. 3 months ago, the British government, they changed a policy about if you apply inside the UK, you are not have a chance to have a benefit, to have a chance to have housing, accommodation, anything else. So now the lives for asylum seekers are very dangerous. The government started to open so many detention centers. They sent them for the hostels. And also they are not making a decision very quick about the case. Sometimes they take 3 years, sometimes 4 years.
The British public's perception of the asylum issue has influenced the government's tougher approach. An opinion poll conducted last year found that the average citizen believes Britain hosts 23% of the world's refugees and asylum seekers. In fact, the number is fewer than 2%. And a poll commissioned by Amnesty International, published this week, found that 58% of young people in Britain believe that asylum seekers and refugees do not make a positive contribution to the country. But a Home Office study recently concluded that in the long term, immigrants contribute more to the British economy than they take out. At the London-based think tank, the Institute for Public Policy Research, migration expert Heaven Crawley says British attitudes reflect a genuine concern over limited government resources. But, she says, there are other issues as well.
There is a concern about terrorism and threats to security in the context of 9/11. Those concerns are not as strong here in Europe as they are in the US, but they're nonetheless there. If you put that in the context of racism more generally, anti-Muslim behaviour, and a concern for government to get a hold of the asylum issue, all of those things coalesce to make it politically easier to come down hard on asylum seekers and to deal with other aspects of the problem.
Ms. Crawley says a better approach would be for Western countries to work to improve the economic and political conditions that push people to try to emigrate to the West. At a meeting of European leaders in Greece on Thursday, Britain withdrew its proposal that the EU build and fund centers to protect refugees and process asylum seekers outside of the EU, nearer to zones of conflict. Opponents of the British plan, including Germany and Sweden, questioned whether the plan would ensure that the human rights of asylum seekers are protected. But Britain says it will go ahead with pilot projects and may still apply for EU funding with the help of supporters such as Denmark and the Netherlands. Refugee Action spokesman Stephen Rylance says focusing international attention on the asylum issue is a positive step, but he says the British influence worries him.
What we are concerned about is that the UK, in attempting to appear tough on asylum, is actually using its influence to lower the threshold of human rights provision in Europe.
Mr. Ryland says Britain's plan to create zones of protection for refugees might work, but only if it is adequately financed. Otherwise, he warns, it could put a further burden on developing countries, which already host 70% of the world's asylum seekers. Melissa Milios for VOA News, London.